ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
Depends. That means the not accept any salary. Satyavana. We are talking about Chanakyavana. How Chanakyavana was ever accepted salary from Chandragupta. In fact, when Chandragupta was a young man, he had nothing in hand. Chanakya only raised him in his carried as a Kshatriya and then gave him a back in there. Still, Chanakya gave him a small hermitage, which was inside, deep inside the forest. So, the Brahmana in goodness, if he doesn't accept the salary, and if he is not obliged to anyone, what benefits it about Parvati, who is transcendental to the demons? So he is not obliged to a demigod, or a common man, or towards anybody. He is completely free person. He has no obligations. Like I was telling you, the common man has got obligations. That the person living in society has obligations. What kind of obligations do you have in a given society? That's towards friends, towards relatives, towards society, towards father, mother, brothers, sisters. You have obligation towards all these people. Whether you want to fulfill the obligation or not, they are going to be after you. Can I see that? That is mother, father, they expect you to achieve a good career, a good standing in society. Then if you have an uncle or an aunt, then they expect you to write letters to them and keep informed about what you are doing. If you have nephews or niece, you have to give some gifts to them. That's it. Or you have a neighbor, then you have to exchange sweets, that's one of the rituals. You cannot say, you will not worry about a neighbor. You cannot be our politician. You will not, there are no obligations to anybody. So when you are a part of society, you have so many obligations to perform. And you have obligations towards the demigods to perform so many types of pujas for them. Because they give us a rain, heat, light, so many things from nature. So this way, a common man has so many obligations to be performed. But Atmarati is one who is completely transcendental. He has no obligations to exist. At all the Sarvabhuteshu, Kaschit Artha Gatashraya. Gatashraya means taking shelter. He takes shelter only of Krishna. He does not take shelter of anybody else. So, Krishna is the shelter of Sattva Tattva about an Atmarati. Then he says in the next chapter that such an Atmarati should perform any duty. Should he perform duty or not? He should perform duty, what for? For the sake of setting an example. For the sake of setting an example. What do we say after the verse in the shloka? Tasma vinatta chakram hai. Isn't it? Tasma vinatta chakram, karyam karma samacharam, asakta chakram karma paramaprati purusha. Dharma maide rajara, tasma asakta chakram. The completely being detached, what should you do? Karyam karma, you do your duties, samacharam. So do your duty by being so detached like an atmarati system. You become like an atmarati and do your duty. That's not the system, karyam karma samacharam. Acceptage acharam karma paramatmati purushana. If you do so, you can achieve the supreme nature, paramatmati purushana. That can achieve. And then Krishna gives an example of a great king, Janaka. So he is telling, Nagarajan, do not think you performing a duty is inferior. Because many great souls like Janaka Arya, Arya means many other kings. Not only Janaka, Janaka, Ambarisha, Yudhishthira, Parikshit, so many. Of course, he is not about Parikshit, he is Parikshit, Janaka, Arjuna. He is talking about many other kings in the past, have performed duty and offered the fruits to Krishna, and they have perfected their lives. Karmanadi Vitamsitam, he is saying. Only the performer that prescribes duties. Karmanadi Vitamsitam, Asita Janaka Deha. That kings like Janaka Deha achieved perfection in their lives by performing their prescribed duties. Lokasandhavanamayavati Samparshan Kartumanati, he says. And please consider this in your mind that there are so many people who are looking up to you. So please set an example for the aspect. And also, although Atmarati has no duty to perform, still, you perform the duty for the sake of Arjuna, example. That means what Krishna says is, Arjuna is transcendental devotee of Krishna, and he might go into forest, and he may be capable of living in the forest by begging. But Krishna wants him to live as a Kshatriya, perform his prescribed duty as a Kshatriya, so that he can set an example for Arjuna. Then what did Krishna say after that? Karmaya. Yes, yadu rajarpe sreshtaha. That is the importance of setting an example. Krishna says, anything else you are left in between, anybody remembers? सकाम कर्म योग निष्काम कर्म योग हम भक्त है हो कैसे हो कैसे हुई सकाम कर्म योगी हुई सकाम कर्म योगी बात करते हैं Actually, if he is a part of his work, then he has grass. Otherwise, he cannot have grass. He will remain a Satam Karma Yogi. Because Satam Karma Yogi is considered to be a passion, mode of passion in Rajaguna. So, due to Rajaguna, he is very attached to a specific nature of his work. And also, he is attached to the fruits of the work. And by doing that work, he thinks himself to be the doer. He is taking all the fruits of his action. But if he gives a part of the fruits that he achieves, then he elevates himself from Rajaguna to Satvaguna. He can elevate himself. Otherwise he cannot elevate. Then the Nishkama Karma Yogi, who is it? Nishkama Karma Yogi. One who is not attached to the fruits of action. One who is giving away all the fruits of action. Because understand one thing in these two cases, both of them are actually keeping Krishna at the center. Sakam Karma Yogi as well as Nishkama Karma Yogi. Satam Karma Yogi is accepting Krishna to be the Supreme. And he understands that ultimate goal of life is to achieve the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. He knows that. Still he is very attached to the fruits. Attached to the work also. But Nishkama Karma Yogi is attached to the work, but not to the fruits. He is offering all his fruits to Krishna. And the bhakta is the topmost. What does he do? He also gives all the fruits to Krishna. And he is ready to work according to Krishna's will. Whatever Krishna wants him to do, he is not even attached to the work. The only work that Krishna has prescribed for him, he is a Nishkama, he is a bhakta. Anyway, these things will be more clear to you when we give examples now. It may just remain like a formula in mind. It will become more clear to you when we read the further shlokas. And then we will discuss about the other data of this question, like a king or executive of a the head of a state, or a spiritual master, or a father. These are all clear leaders in society. And they are expected to set an example for their followers. There are so many people who are going to follow them. And look at the king. A minister is such a virtuous king. Anybody who follows him will become an ideal king. So, in his family, we see Parikshit, how great king he became. Because he used to hear about his forefathers, and he followed in their footsteps. In the same way, Krishna is telling that Arjuna, you should set an example. And then what Krishna says after that? After that? Death? Tame Pathyasi Kartavya Trishula Kesh Kimshana. My dear Arjuna, for me, the three words that is then duty to be done. I told you so from the Shruti mantras, Upanishads, isn't it? Matasya Karyam Karnam Chavitete. The Lord has no duty to perform. Not at some charge of the Supreme. Lord has nobody who is equal to him or superior to him. And he has no duty to perform. I will ask you one question. If Lord has no duty to perform, then how did he create this world, the sun, moon, stars, and everything? Because Lord has it already created. The Buddha was created. The Buddha he has multi potencies through which he gets the Sambhava Kinyana Parakriyacha. He is getting the work done through many other agents. He doesn't do it himself. But he is getting the work done through many other agents. So, he is telling another part of the letter, the Yula Vesh Kinshana, Nana Vatama Vatariya, Tatta Yavati Karmani. Although I have no duty to perform, still I am creating this work, and I am creating the demigods, and I am doing all these activities. Although I am not necessary to do, I don't need anything from this work. So he is giving his example. When I am doing my duty, how much more you should be doing your duty, he is telling. How much more it is important for you to perform your prescribed duty. And then the next word that he says, what is the next word? Yadi yaham yuva vattayam, jyad karma natandritaha, marshya patta sarasya. So he is saying, because people, general purpose will follow me, I have to set an example. Actually, Krishna sets example in so many other ways which I didn't tell you last time. Like, for example, Lord Ramachandra is called as a Mariyada Purushottam. How one example he has set. How you are obedient, yeah?
Only one.
Only one?
Five.
Only one. Rekha Patni Vrat. Rekha Patni Vrat he took. And also he obey the father's instruction. I want you to obey the father and mother. And he even works for the benefit of his citizens, although we don't tell them that we are talking about his wife. Ramachandra is completely banished over the forest. So you are setting an example of an ideal king, of an ideal son, of an ideal husband, of an ideal human being. You are setting an example for everyone. Krishna also has performed some independent activities in Dwarka, where he is performing Karmakanda, where he is meditating, he is performing puja of demigods. So many activities Krishna has performed just to set an example for the people in Canada. And I told you also, Krishna, what he used to do when he used to make elders? He used to power up on our businesses. When he would meet equals, he would shake hands with them. When he would meet juniors, he would embrace them. You see, Krishna also followed the etiquette, Western etiquette. Krishna is following all these etiquettes. Just to set an example for all of us. So when he used to see Kunti, he used to bow down and touch her feet and break the dance like that. When he used to see Bhishma, he used to offer obeisances. So he was setting an example. So Krishna says, I am setting all these examples for the benefit of people so that they can follow me. But sometimes the Lord performs mysterious activities which we can't understand. Like he would dance with the gopis in their attendance, or he stole butter. So we can't say, I will do some robbery in the bank. Krishna was stealing butter. I can't say, I will also dance in the underworld. You can't say like that. You can't imitate the Lord. If you want to imitate the Lord completely, then we should first of all just go over the head. At least we should lift the flag like this, if not go over that. So, we should not imitate the Lord's activities, but we should possibly do. Yes? Follow His words. He has given instructions, and He has done activities. Certain activities I mentioned to you just now, like Krishna Rama and Vipul, so we are following that also. But certain activities, everyone knows that we cannot imitate, because it appears to be apparent in sense gratification. So one should get it clarified. That Parikshit was asking this question to Shukadeva Goswami, how do you understand these activities? That is a very vivid explanation of how the Lord is completely detached, and even the gopis have come from His body. Even the husbands of the gopis have come from His body. And that Vrindavan has emanated from Him. The spiritual world, material world, everything has come from Him. And the Lord is not enjoying anything that is outside of Him. That is, when we enjoy, we are not created the opposite person. We are not created anything for that matter. So we can explain these things very elaborately if we need. But generally, those activities are bewildering, we should not imitate. Rather, we should prefer following the Lord's instructions that are given in the scriptures. So one should not imitate the Lord. And the Prabhupada is giving the example of Lord Shiva. How Lord Shiva drank poison. If somebody wants to imitate Lord Shiva, what is speak of imitating? Given a drop of poison, always die. Respecting a drop of poison. What is speak of condensing a poison that is present in the entire ocean and condensing it? Condensing poison. We can get it. Can't imagine. So we can't imitate the activities of very great personalities. We have to hear from them and follow their words. And then anything else, Kisa? That's all I think. Anything else you remember? Yeah? Why did you say that? What's your second chapter of life? You want to finish next time? So, Prabhuji, so sir, let me answer coming from behind. Father, huh? Master, do you want to answer? As you said.
Yes, sir, actually,
we have to be master. Yes, sir. Yes. Of course, we have to talk about fulfilling the order, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, today we are going to 25th shloka. If some of the Bhagavad Gita would be fancy, actually bringing a Bhagavad Gita would be very extremely beneficial to all of the country. Because many of the shlokas are not present in the chapter, it's only for reciting at the beginning. So afterwards we would like to refer to the Bhagavad Gita. So it becomes very nice continuous flow is that. So they would appreciate the continuity of the shlokas. So we will understand today's three shlokas today. So text number 25, we can read text number 25. Yes, I'm going to love you.
Yeah, because
done. The red man similarly acts, but without attachment, for the sake of the people on the right.
Summary 26 also. Somebody else?
Everywhere in practically every income corner of America. It's very, very famous.
most people. Nobody can beat that in that field. They're very, very famous. The songs are very famous. And all those people who came by, I have to feel like they're trying to change them to devotional service. So it was Prabhupada's mercy that he preached to them, Prabhupada sat with them for a long time, he preached to them. And Jesus became, especially the big man person, George Harrison, he became a devotee. You can see Krishna Mukhi will find in the beginning, he gave $18,000 bounces, isn't it? He did those bonds. He was printing the book. Prabhupada is thanking this boy, George Harrison. Shaman George Harrison, very thankful to him for giving the donation. Prabhupada is writing about him. So, he made these Beatles. Some of you might have heard the class at Radha Krishna Temple from Mahali. If you have heard the song, the songs are sung in a little different way. If you have heard the Gaira or the that, very sweet actually. It is sung in the Beatles way. They use their instruments and they sing in a particular way, like even the Govinda Jaya Jaya will sing. So, in that way, Prabhupada engaged them, and they have their Mahalarati, then Santa Rama, they read the Gaira-arati, and they used to come together to chant Hare Krishna. And the Jaya Jaya started chanting several rounds, like 50 rounds, 60 rounds, something more than that in one day. He became so affected with chanting of Hare Krishna later on. But in the beginning, Prabhupada engaged him in his own field of Beatles. Jaya Jaya when he came to the moment first, so that Prabhupada really can bring out some songs. Prabhupada presented him that he can use his instrument. And then he used his instrument and sang Hare Krishna. He was very, very famous. Even in television once he was given an opportunity. And he asked him to sing the song which he liked the most in his life. He gave an opportunity, some 15, 20 minutes. And he sang, those 15, 20 minutes fully, he sang only Hare Krishna. And Hare Krishna became very famous for his life. So Prabhupada was very, very intelligent to engage people of any nature to become devotees of Krishna. So Prabhupada told him that, you know, if I met him and told him, now you just give up everything, all your Beatles, you have your guitar, you have all your instruments, and you join the moment. That's all that happened. So one should learn to engage people very carefully in their area of interest to ultimately use it in Krishna's service. Like some people in America, after they used to go to different places to eat different kinds of foodstuffs, some of the non-essential foodstuffs, they have never eaten the milk products, never eaten items like sundaes, a gulab jamun, and things like that. So Prabhupada went from India and introduced a completely new variety of milk products and items which were prepared with their own devotion and offered to Krishna. And Prabhupada used to keep a gulab jamun jar, big jar full of gulab jamun. And devotees are already told as many as they wanted. We used to call them scrambles, big gulab jamuns. And everyone would get as many as they wanted. So the heaters would come, they would attend they had a great affection for this Hare Krishna chant. They would chant in that and read the gulab jamuns. And some of them even joined with the Prabhupada, full time. And sometimes they would have fight amongst themselves. And they would decide to bloop and leave the temple and go. But the gulab jamun would make them stay. Which is like the doorstep. Every time when they would go, they would think, oh, this will not come with us. So every day we can get gulab jamun. So they would stay there. So that is the happening of the tongue. So Prabhupada, whatever things they had, that was employed within Krishna service. Like one time, Maharaja Mataji had brought the beautiful small deities of Jagannath Paradev and Subhadra. But they didn't even know who are these particular figures, Jagannath Paradev, Subhadra, which has broad eyes. What is this? Toy. She thought it is a toy. And Prabhupada said, it is actually Krishna. Krishna in great anxiety, eager to meet his devotees. And to Prabhupada was telling her, we should conduct Ratayatra, we should arrange. When that time, when Shamsundar had many bad habits actually, Prabhupada wanted to engage him. He was very good in carpentry. So Prabhupada engaged him in making huge deities of Jagannath, Baladeva and Subhadra, big deities. Until Prabhupada tolerated all the mistakes, that time when Shamsundar was making these deities, he used to smoke, he could not give up the habit of smoking. So he used to smoke. So he had kept a small piece of cigarette on the top of the deities. So he was passing it there, he had kept it and gone. And Prabhupada came there to see whether it is finished, and he saw the cigarette was there. And he asked Maharaj Mataji, what is this? This is the Supreme God. How can he keep a cigarette on the top of his head like this? So they sought forgiveness, and Shamsundar admitted his fault. So like that, his devotee used to and Brahat Mandam Rasi Pali. Brahat Mandam means another Mandam is only South African here. Brahat Mandam means such a big Mandam and he played entire earth can hear. What is the Mandam? And the BBT. Brahat Mandam is the distribution of Prabhupada's books. Because when I distribute books all over Pune, the entire Pune will become yours. Whereas in the Mandam is here, only some of us can hear. That's why it's called Brahat Mandam. So the Lord made so many devotees and gave the distribution of books. And also, there were devotees like Haikyu, Prabhu. He was very good in English, very good in English, English writing. So Prabhupada took advantage of that. He engaged them in checking out his writings and improving the words, editing, typing, proofreading, and all of that. He engaged them in that. So just as some people were very good in computers, he engaged them in that activity. So Prabhupada never rejected anybody. There was one person called as Crazy Peter. This Crazy Peter always used to lie with the Bhagavad Gita at the doorstep of his contemplation. He used to be lying there. He used to be lying there, so he would be lying at the trunk. So people thought he is a useless man, good for nothing. The temple president wanted to kick him out of the temple. The prophet says, no, 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 he will come to Krishna's feet, please don't kick him out. After some time, he will become a good devotee. Later on, after many, many years, he went on to become an initiated devotee called as Kushakrita Das, the Sanskrit editor of his khan. Sanskrit editor now. He's very famous, now he's a sannyasi. He's very famous sannyasi at that moment. So, who will become who, nobody can say. Sometimes we become disgusted with people when they are not increasing their rounds, when they are stagnant with their spiritual, and sometimes you see people chanting one round for 2 years. And then you think, what is this? This is a hopeless case. So when you get rid of them, when they come to you for association, you say, no, 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 I don't have any time. And somebody is very dynamic, then you give a lot of time to them. So we sometimes think somebody is hopeless. It's very, very wrong understanding. Nobody is hopeless in this world. Everybody has agreed to chant Krishna's name even once. He has a very, very great hope. As the whole time is Asha Chandra. So because I have developed, begun to develop this hope towards heaven and to Krishna. Ultimately, that is so because of some past attachments and Puya Vasanas. But we don't know the person at one point of time, the person will start manifesting the symptoms of advancement. All of a sudden, nobody knows. When will the person start exhibiting his true symptoms of the devotee? So in this way, Srila Prabhupada was such a grand devotee of the Lord. He tolerated and forgave all the mistakes and he engaged them. Yoshi Echara Karmani, he came to Samasana, he says, that is because of us. We should never become disgusted with any devotee, even the most neophytes of the neophytes. Because new devotees may commit mistakes, they may commit offenses. Suddenly we are not coming across devotees as Prabhupada came across. The devotees that we are coming across are much, much taller. If you read the Prabhupada Gilamata, reading some pages today, every pastime that you read, you will get tension and read it, and then you will feel joyful after reading it. Because some Prabhupada will be sitting in his room, some girl will come and bang at the door, Prabhupada will open the door, and she will be having long hair, like this, wearing jeans, and some operators, she will want to discuss some philosophy with you. And Prabhupada will put her in touch with his disciples. Sometimes you will be sitting in the class, and somebody will come and come to the middle of the class and say, now I want to ask you some questions. Prabhupada will say, no, no, please kindly wait at the end of the class, you can ask questions. No, no, I want to ask you right now. And you come and sit in the class and say, along with Prabhupada. Like that. Prabhupada tolerated. One time, one young boy, he became very angry at Prabhupada for some reason. And he started coming very close to Prabhupada. Prabhupada just took one flower and gave him. He became very pacified. So there are many occasions in which Prabhupada didn't know what is going to happen in the next moment. He had to face people like that, so many crazy people. Similar Prabhupada once went, one girl was shouting loudly in the class repeatedly, and Prabhupada would come and say to himself, people in the dark, cast in the dark, cast feature of ignorance. And then there were only few disciples who were very just then. Prabhupada sometimes would talk to Krishna, but not talk to these people. So never become discussable with these people. He went to the place which was the headquarters of Maya, such a dangerous place to preach. On the other hand, there were some of the Vaishnavas very nicely singing and chanting Gaura Mahaprabhu's name and Hare Krishna's names, sitting in Vrindavan, such a wonderful atmosphere. Prabhupada left from that for the completion to such people like this. So, this is the name of a devotee. I was a devotee. He protected himself and he engaged all of them in the practice of service. So that's what Krishna says in this shloka. So as to not to set the mind of ignorance but attach to the fruit of the will of prescribed duties, the learned person should not refuse them to stop work. However, working in the spirit of devotion, he should engage them in all sorts of activities. So sometimes, some boys and girls would come to Prabhupada. So they would be together and Prabhupada asked, first Prabhupada couldn't say anything. But over a period of time, when they become a little serious, then Prabhupada would say, you have to give this practice. How can you come together like this? Mom will catch you all together, you have to get married. Prabhupada also told them that in order to advance in spiritual life, you have to give up this birth. And you have to share up and join with me. Prabhupada never said that. So whenever Prabhupada would see somebody with Roman, he would say, are you married? If you're not married, you have to marry. But other times, they are so fallen. One mother came to Prabhupada. And there Prabhupada, what is this Prabhupada? I said, can't you know that you told my daughter to marry this boy? I wanted her to live with him at least for 6 months to know whether she can marry him or not. She said, so this is the culture. To live with a man, the woman used to test the man for 6 months for living with him. And then she would marry or not marry like that. Prabhupada tolerated all such speeches. Prabhupada said, this is not Vedic culture, this is Dharmic culture. So he told them, without marrying, man and woman can't live together. So, Prabhupada engaged them like that. He conducted marriages of his disciples. Many, many people in India have smart Brahmanas, such people who are so-called orthodox Brahmanas. They contend with Prabhupada's marriage in the marriage as a sannyasi, how the sannyasi organized marriages. But Prabhupada was so merciful that even such fallen people, he married them together and we come to know of the activity of his marriage couples that they felt three couples in a moment. One activity took the time to land them. How they got the Matura and the Vainas and how so much teaching they have done. So, Prabhupada was very proud of my life like that. The only person of any nature could be engaged in devotion to Krishna consciousness. Nobody was an exception to follow Krishna.
Somebody is doing tailoring. So it is the duty of
service dispatch was in the end of service, your expenses start expanding. You start feeling more and more and more expensive. But without engagement, like we all are hearing here in the future program, it is like a spectator syndrome. Like sitting on a place and hearing a person keep talking for hours and hours. So simply hearing alone like this does not help much at last. We have to hear, we have to digest the facts, we have to understand nicely, and then engage in Krishna service. Because our attitude of entering service is very, very important. Service itself is not very important, but the attitude of service is very important. Because the person at the beginning, the person has a karma kandi. That means he is simply working hard and performing puja for the sake of his own future actions, for the benefit of himself. But later on he becomes a karma kandi yogi. Because he understands Krishna as supreme. And he is doing the activity, he is attached to the fruits. But he knows Krishna supreme, so he wants to offer a part of the fruits like that. So, what is the meaning of being attached to fruits? And this is understood very nicely. For example, say somebody is good in some particular service. Say somebody is good in cooking. Some particular item. Or say somebody comes here. Say somebody is good in cooking it is. Or good is not that good. So it is. So nothing else than about that. You will take some item. Gulab Jamun. So somebody is expert in making gulab jamun. So they make the gulab jamun. And then they are looking for the reaction from people. What do they say about my gulab jamun? Then people appreciate. We somehow take care that each and every person into whose mouth the gulab jamun goes becomes aware that I made the gulab jamun. This is the meaning of attached to the fruitive activities. We are very anxious to declare to people that I am the doer. I have accomplished this task. Please understand. Please be aware. And also be aware that nobody helped me. I did it all alone. Understand that also. Sometimes people will say, how did you do this? I said, he did and that doesn't help. They said, no, nobody helped me. I did all. Sometimes I'm doing all the day, they say, nobody come near me. I will do it all alone. I take the fruits myself. Completely. This is the meaning of taking all the fruits of oneself. This is the person. That person has done the prayer for whose sake? For Krishna's sake. So he calls that person karma, karma yogi. And also because he knows that I am an expert gulab jamun maker, and everyone appreciates my gulab jamun, he or she is also attached to making gulab jamun quite often. That is the meaning of being attached to the work itself. Therefore, they say, you know, I make very good gulab jamun, please tell me to make. I like for example, I like for you. Or somebody is a good singer. They go and say, so wherever you go, they will say, can I sing for the end of service? You will sing it? They will say, oh, it's a very good service. But they have a tendency to ask like that. Or if I am a good preacher, then you say, no, I can preach very well. Please tell me to preach. We become attached to the work that we do. And also to the fruits that come out of that work. Then we are called as sakama karma yogis. Why is it called yogis? One of the walking yogis is who is so attached to. But we are called yogis because the Guru Jama was made and offered for Krishna's pleasure. So we call it sakama karma yogis. And nishkama karma yogi means one who likes to render a particular service always. He likes to cook for Krishna, or he likes to distribute books, or he likes to preach. But he never takes the fruits for himself. He is detached. For example, in Vrindavan we are gone. We are to one temple, we are gone. And Maharaj was telling us about that devotee Pujari. He has been serving there for 40 or 50 years. Customers see the same deities. So he was attached to serving those deities. But then Maharaj started introducing about him. We all haven't seen him actually. Because he was insignificant. Simple Pujari wearing a very simple dress. None of us even paid any attention to see who is the person who is worshipping these deities. But after Maharaj spoke about the temple, when he began to speak about the Pujari, immediately he stepped from that place. And Maharaj begged him, please come, you are not ready to come. The Maharaj said, he is a very humble Vaishnava, he doesn't want to show himself. If he wanted to show, before the Raj, he could have given him his darshan. He said, to all the people, I am the Pujari. I have been working for so many years, taking care of the deities. He was completely hiding. Till he went, many of us wanted, we are searching him actually, we could not find him. To think actually, the person was very detached from the fruits. Who is not hankering for the fruit satisfaction. He is attached to the work, but he is actually learn. Like if you are Satama Kanya, yes, if you are always active associates, it's very easy and obvious. Everyone knows it. That we do an activity and we become very, very proud that I am the doer of this activity. Like actually Guru Maharaj is engaging us. The real doer is the spiritual master. The spiritual master, he wants to do a lot of things for Krishna service. So he engages 1,000 people and takes all the service and he offers the service to ultimate Krishna. So he is actually doing the work. We are only assisting him. But generally what we think, when we do something very wonderful, then the pride comes into picture. When pride comes, we become completely blinded to see how there are so many superiors above us. You see, our enthusiasm in spiritual life doesn't come from inside. It comes from our equals who are inspiring us. It comes from our juniors. Sometimes you see a new junior come into you and you'll say, you know, Prabhuji, although I worship so many gods, I have somehow accepted Krishna as the supreme god in my life. Some juniors say that. Sometimes very, very new person coming first time to the class. It gives so much inspiration from juniors. Our junior comes and tells you that he has done this certain service and you feel so happy to hear from him. So you can get inspiration from juniors, from equals, from seniors, from spiritual master, from Pramutha, from books, and from seeing some serious devotees in the moment. So we are actually begging for enthusiasm from so many different sources, and the collective enthusiasm is there in our heart, and with which we are entering the service. If we had not had the association of the Vaishnavas, which is compared to a stick which you are holding, like a wise man is holding a stick. If you remove the stick, what will happen? He will fall down. The same way, we have no ability to stay strong. This is where Krishna Kaviraj goes from. He is telling, I am holding the stick of Vaishnava association, I am holding it in my hands, because of which I am able to pursue my spiritual life. Otherwise, I have no strength to continue my spiritual life. So this is the home of a Nishkama Bhakta. Nishkama Bhakta who understands that actually such a mysterious work, how can I do? Like Vaishnava singing now. Shakti buddhi hena adunyati divna kodumara atma sata yogyata vichare kichu nahi kai tamara karuna sara. By that is atma yogyata, the qualification. Yogyata vichare kichu nahi kai. I have no qualification here, sir. You don't have any good qualification like that. Is it karuna na hoile kandya kandya karuna na chitohara. If you do not give me a mercy annually, I can only simply be and I give up my life. And if you shakti putri here, I may have to do now. I have no shakti. Neither do I have my bodily strength, nor do I have the intellect. This is the mode of the devotee. So, what you want to do, if you are present and proud in a particular service, at least, like if you are Sakama Kanayogis, at least we should make a beginning of offering a part of the fruits to Krishna. How can we do that? Like for example, you have done a Gulab Jamun and everyone is appreciating it. So we should say, actually I learned it from so and so. Without learning from that devotee, I would not have done like this. And also, if you know that you are always becoming proud, then purposely you should take some 2-3 people for help. Even if they don't do anything else, we can say, we can share the pride with them. And if one of us jointly did it, don't think I am the doer. I didn't do it all alone. Even if we did it all alone, we just did little help of others. We can share the pride, at least we will get only 1/4 of the pride or 1/3 of the pride. And also, at least, with gifts you should say, Krishna, actually all the glory goes to you. Because you ate the prasadam, you ate the bhoga, it became so tasty. If you would not accept my offering to you, then nobody would appreciate it so much. So one should at least verbally say like that, even if one doesn't feel it in the mind. At least we should begin to say. When you keep on saying like that, then over a period of time you will feel in the mind. We are always taught to bear the devotees, you know why? Because when you begin to see good qualities in devotees, it's not at least. What do you say? Well, you are a very great devotee. Or you have done this wonderful service. Generally, we are not very appreciative of others' activities. We are very appreciative of our own activities. Sometimes when somebody, one devotee comes to you and tells you, see, this devotee is so talented, you have done such a wonderful service. Immediately you get heated up in the heart. What about me? Think like that. How am I doing such service? In fact, I can do even better than him. You think like that. So that tendency should be given up. And we should think that every devotee is valuable in our moment, and every devotee has certain special qualities, which by any amount of endeavor we cannot achieve. అది సమయ గుడ్ సింగర్. ఇంకా అభిషేకం వేరే దాని ఫోన్ వండర్ఫుల్ సింగర్ చేస్తాం. ఇవర్ షూ ప్రాక్టీస్ 22 hours a డే లెవెన్ అంటే సెట్ వాయిస్ లెక్క. ఆ సమయ గుడ్ ప్రీచర్, వెరీ వండర్ఫుల్ ప్రీచర్. ఇట్లా కన్నెక్ట్ ప్రీచ్ చేయబడు ఎవరు క్యాన్ ఇమీడియట్ బికాస్ గాడ్ హెస్ గివెన్ సర్టన్ టాలెంట్. సో వాటర్ కృష్ణ హెస్ గివెన్ టాలెంట్ విచ్ బి సాటిస్ఫైడ్ విత్ దాట్ అండ్ విన్ సీ గుడ్ టాలెంట్స్ ఇన్ అదర్ విషన్ then to appreciate it. So by learning to appreciate other devotees and always worshiping Krishna and other devotees whenever somebody is appreciating us, we can gradually ascend from the mode of passion to mode of goodness. That means from Sakama Karma Yoga we can come to Nishkama Karma Yoga, gradually giving the fruits. At one point of time you will be so convinced that it is impossible for you to do. Like Gopal was telling when he was going to Jalagutta, he wrote a song. He said, no, my dear Krishna, why did you bring me here to this place like America? I guess you should be having some purpose for me here. Otherwise you would not have brought me here to a place like this dangerous place where there are so many materialistic men living. So Gopal is saying, that means Gopal is thinking that the Lord is bringing me here to a place and he is doing everything. That is actually the third stage, a bhakta, Shuddha bhakta. Who is not even attached to the work. Actually, Prabhupada is well attached to his work, he will live in Vrindavan. But Prabhupada is chanting, isn't it? So Prabhupada is well attached to his work, he will have just given Vrindavan happily. But he was attached to the order of the spiritual master. So what did he do? He went to America. He always saw himself as a puppet in the hands of Krishna. So that is a very advanced stage. The middle stage is that even if you are attached to your work, at least you should learn to offer the fruits of this work to Krishna. You should openly say that I have no talents, I have no abilities. Because you would, like for example, if somebody tells you that, oh, you are such a wonderful preacher, you should say that if I were not with such and such devotee, my senior who taught me, what will be my position now? I will be like a karmi wandering somewhere. Is it true or not? All of you think in your mind for a while. Isn't it? So why should we not admit it? Openly and within our heart. That is the difficulty. If we did not come in contact with devotees and Prabhupada and his books, what would be your condition of such a matter? But unfortunately, because of infatuation and pride, we tend to think that it's all my talent and my intelligence. And it is my millions with which I am doing these things. People know that they do it. Next level if you see in Patrikra Maharani, there these things are coming again. So I'm just about things that is very harmful to spiritual life. It's very, very dangerous. That is why a humble mode should be a constant companion of a devotee. Because as long as you don't have a humble mode, you cannot chant nicely. Nor can you reciprocate with devotees warmly. It is not possible. Like if you have pride, whoever comes to you, you will be simply boasting yourself. Or you will be wanting to boast yourself. Whoever comes to you, I did that. And then those people will consider you a burden. All this stuff, and whenever you go, he's talking about himself only. He never asks about us, others. So we should always try to talk less about us and more about others. When will Prabhupada talk about himself, or when will the devotee talk about himself, whenever he feels that it would be helpful for others to advance, by telling one's own realization, better realization would help others, then one should talk about oneself. Otherwise, one should always learn to talk about other devotees, glorify the devotees, praise of Krishna, and give the fruits to Krishna as a completely, not take any credit for one's work. And one should learn to feel in one's heart that I am simply an instrument, being orchestrated and being played upon by my seniors and by my spiritual master. One should consider that it is very, very important. Chakshudan Dilojai, Janma Janma Prabhu, oh, my spiritual master, I am being blind, actually speaking, I am very blind. But you have given me the eyes, Chakshudan Dilojai, you have given me the eyes to see the things. So actually he has given us the dawn of our eyes to see this world in its true reality. Chakshudan Dilojai, you know, I simply want to serve you birth after birth. So this mode of servant is very, very important within one's heart. And one can cultivate this mode always, then one can chant feelingly, chant Hare Krishna, very, very feelingly. So, from Sakama Karma Yogi, one can ascend to Nishkama Karma Yogi by giving all the fruits to Krishna. Although you are attached to some work, and then you ascend over that, you become pure devotees. You will not be one attached to work. You will be simply ready to execute any service that our spiritual master orders us to do, or the service that in the beginning. How can I go to the rest of the jewel here? Such fallen people. But so far took that order as his life of soul and he figured the order. He is a figure. So pure devotees, they work according to divine will. They don't have any attachment to anyone, nor are they attached to the fruits of the world. Kaupali Samas, one time in Mayapur, Rupal was sitting at the Vyasasam in Mayapur, and it was his Vyas Puja day, and people were showing flowers, and many of the Matharis and Vyasas, hundreds and thousands of them standing in front of him with arms raised, chanting the holy names and chanting, Jasam, Upas, Asam, Upas, now Prabhachani was going up. Rupal was sitting in the Vyasasam, and devotees were coming on the road to offer flowers to Prabhupada. And one devotee came with a limping feet, he was limping with his feet. And Prabhupada called him and asked him, what happened to your feet? And you have got hurt. And Prabhupada asked him, what happened? Nobody nursed you? Nobody gave you medicine? And he said, no, Prabhupada, I have to actually put some bandage or something. Then Prabhupada took out money from his own pocket and he gave the devotee. And called another devotee and told him, please attend to the devotee immediately. It's so important to attend to the suffering of devotees. But the devotees are very busy cooking for Prabhupada, doing arrangements for Prabhupada, Vyas Puja. People thought that is secondary. But Prabhupada thought that is more important than his Vyas Puja. So, even one time, Prabhupada tells you, Raj, how do you feel when you sit in the Vyasasa? You know what he said? You know what he said? So, they thought maybe he will be very proud. But Prabhupada also said, I just feel like a dog sitting in the Vyasasa, who is totally unqualified. To sit in the grass of someone's feet. But it is because of the mercy of the spiritual master that he has given me this message and the duty to serve the people of the world with preaching this message that I am sitting in this position I am sitting here. And actually, I don't deserve sitting in this place, he said. I do that, so I said like that. So great Vaishnavas are always very humble. One time, Prabhupada was also asked like that. One woman asked Prabhupada, when Prabhupada was sitting in a raised platform. In America, they are never used to this. Coming down and offering respects and all. Days of Prabhupada was sitting in a raised platform and all of this was sitting down. Then one day it became angry. So now you are sitting in a raised platform, so what does it mean? Prabhupada said, it means that I am servant of all these people. That I am serving them by preaching this knowledge to them. So immediately the apostle became very cool. So Prabhupada was always genuinely humble. It was not a mere exhibition of humility. It was actually genuine nature of Srila Prabhupada. The same way, you should learn to gradually give up the fruits. Years are passing by. You are coming to the moment, you are chanting the holy names, following the religious principles. So gradually we should try to become a finer and finer devotees, trying to understand the nature of work that we are performing, the nature of service we are performing, the attitude. We have to study over our attitude. Because what attitude are we serving? How do you attach to the fruits? When you become proud, you should question yourself. You should watch your pride. And question yourself, what is this? Like the Prophet used to say, the pride is like urine of a donkey. Actually, there was a beautiful verse. He said, the pride is like a flagrant prostitute who is dancing in front of me, trying to allure me. He said, and this pride is considered to be the urine of a donkey, he said. So he considered it abominable for a Vaishnava. Dushta is it, Dushtama. So we should consider this pride abominable. We should always be watching our activities and we should never take this pride. We should never become the doer of activities. We should know that there are so many superiors above us. We are insignificant, as Prabhupada said. We are insignificant. Prabhupada used to sometimes say, how insignificant we are. Then consider you are in this room, how small you are in this room. And consider you are in Pune, how small you are in Pune. Consider Maharashtra, consider India, consider this earth. And consider how small is this earth in the entire cosmic space. And the Brahmanda is itself like a small mustard seed in crores of Brahmanda. And that is in one corner of Brahma Jyoti in the Mahatattva. What is our position? We are insignificant. Insignificant in size and insignificant in quality also compared to Krishna. We have international qualities of it. So we should not become proud. We should always. When we are not proud, it is very easy to give our fruits to Krishna. All the fruits to Krishna. It's very easy. So giving fruits is not only external. Giving fruits is internal also. Internal also one should give the fruits. Internal and external one should give fruits. So the other day we were studying about giving fruits. That's setting aside a part discussion Pakruti Premayana during the manifestation. There are many more explanations for this Shloka Pakruti Premayana that we will discuss next week. Hare Krishna.
Everyone is a guru.
Sattva Rajiv is, and the other way of, and the God of preachers is a group. So nobody can become group. Ramana and Prabhupada blessed all his followers to become guru and preach whatever they want. That is not a reservation. Huh? And we should preach also, actually. We should not keep quiet. Like the example is said, when you see a cow, like all of you now, you have gathered on so much knowledge now. So much you heard now. So after going, what should you do? You should ruminate as a cow. You see a cow ruminating? Sitting in one place? A long time. So we should ruminate, means you contemplate on whatever we heard attentively. So that's why if you make some small points or some further points in there, this is what you heard in the class, go back and think about what you heard in the class more and more, contemplate more deeply. So that it will become a part of your mind and your heart, and gradually you can follow that. And then whatever cow give after digesting, it gives milk. That's after we should preach it. After digesting it ourselves, we should speak it for the benefit of other people. We should not keep mum. Sometimes people think they are silent, they are